Welcome, and thank everyone for attending, all your viewers, and especially you Vietnam veterans. This is a day we should really keep us inspired to the rest of our lives, really. I thank everybody for coming. On behalf of the Manning and Carroll BFWs and 6th Carroll County American Legion Post, Arcadia, Breda, Carroll, Coon Rapids, Dedham, and Glidden, we would like to welcome everyone and thank you for attending today's ceremony honoring our Vietnam veterans on the proclaimed National Vietnam War Veterans Day.
Honor Guard, attention! Present! Fire!
Please welcome our four Vietnam Steve Ruger Spratt, Bill Stork, Alan Sawyer, and Barry Borkowski to post colors. The four flags being posted are the United States flag, the American Legion flag, the POW-MIA flag, and the VFW flag. Steve, Bill, and Alan were drafted together on April 1st, 1969, which was April Fool's Day, with Gary being drafted 30 days earlier. Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to honor the brave men and women who served our nation during the Vietnam War, those who are with us today, those who came home but have now moved on to your heavenly home, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice and did not return home. We realize that many of these brave souls who are still with us continue to suffer from the physical and emotional wounds, not only of the war, but from their treatment upon returning home to a country that was both ungrateful and unwelcoming. Let your Holy Spirit be with them so that they may know that they are your children, and with us so that we may go to them and to all our veterans to help provide them with the help and friendship they need and deserve. Bless those who have prepared and are participating in our ceremony today so that their words and actions may be inspired to give honor and respect to our veterans. Amen. Thank you, John. We will now have the singing of the National Anthem. Please welcome Ryan Ehrenholz, who will sing the National Anthem. Ryan is actually serving with the Iowa Army National Guard with the rank of SPC. fire and thank them. At this time, it is a great honor to read the VFW, the National Vietnam War Veterans Day Proclamation. 50 years ago, today, March 29th, 1973, is the day the U.S. Military Assistance Command, Vietnam, was disestablished and the day the last U.S. combat troops departed Vietnam. In addition, on and around the same day, U.S. Veterans of War commemoration stated that Hanoi released the last of its acknowledged prisoners of war. National Vietnam War Veterans Day. It is an honor to be here today. Hope I can make it through it without breaking up at some point in time. Bring back lots of memories. It has been nearly 60 years since members of our armed forces fought on behalf of the South Vietnamese people. Today we have the opportunity to not only pause and reflect, but to remember and honor the memory of more than 58,000 men and women who gave so much, paying the ultimate sacrifice for freedom's sake. We also use this occasion to honor and remember more than 3.4 million military personnel who served the Republic of South Vietnam or elsewhere in the Southeast Asia in the support of U.S. military operations in Vietnam. Because of their brave and selfless actions, Vietnam veterans, the flame of freedom burns brighter today throughout the world. Their tradition of service demonstrated by those who served during the Vietnam War provides a lasting ceremony to the indomitable and tedious spirit that resides in the hearts of our Vietnam veterans. Vietnam veterans are everyday people made extraordinary by the events beyond their control. They did their duty not only out of bravado or boldness, but out of the sense of duty and because they had a deep and abiding love for their country. Quite simply, they believed in the promise of the American dream and the essential goodness of America. Vietnam veterans fought to preserve the democracy and freedom, not just here in America, but for all freedom-loving people around the world. The freedom and prosperity we enjoy today, in large part, guaranteed by those who served so honorably in Vietnam. We as Americans are forever thankful to all of them for their unselfish devotion, for their courageous willingness to put their lives at risk. We honor them because we appreciate what they have given us. Without their contribution, the world would be a very different place, a darker place. Vietnam veterans performed the highest form of public service. When it all came down to it, they stood strong, and when it was needed, they answered the challenge. It's time for the nation to give our Vietnam veterans their due. Thank them for their noble efforts and achievements. Vietnam veterans are worthy of every praise, monument, and memorial we could offer. But the best way to honor them is to ensure that every generation a veteran is appreciated and receives the dignity, respect, and welcome home they have earned. Make sure every veteran receives the benefits and entitlements they deserve in one way of maintaining the link to the thousands of men and women who helped secure so many blessings for us. The VFW has always been a forefront in the fight for Vietnam veterans. The battle has been waged on several fronts, ranging from the support of GIs during the war to the passage of service-connected legislation, contributions to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and our continuing efforts to resolve the fate of the war's missing in action. Through it all, the VFW was there to bear the standard, beginning with the GI Bill of Rights for Vietnam-era veterans, passed in June 1966, and we advocated for benefits on par with those who granted from previous veterans. There were also problems unique to Vietnam, one chemical and one psychological. The use of Agent Orange resulted in a 15-year fight for presumptive compensation. Post-traumatic stress disorder produced the need for veteran centers, which finally became a reality in 1979. Renewed innovative employment programs were called for, and the extension of veterans' preference was launched. In 1965, the VFW started a nationwide movement to support the boys in Vietnam. As veterans ourselves, we understood how important it was to forge a link with the troops through sending tons of relief parcels. During the course of the war, 9 VFW commanders-in-chief visited the fighting men in the field. Every year since, our VFW commander-in-chief visits Vietnam as part of the Southeast Asia trip. Our VFW team makes this trip each year to measure the progress
being made in the recovery of the American remains from the Vietnam War. Before leaving here today, let's pause and honor those we selflessly sacrificed to protect and defend our freedom by recommitting ourselves to our families, to our communities, and to our country. Though long overdue, today's America recognizes each and every Vietnam veteran who did not receive the proper welcome home they earned and deserved. Thank you for your service and welcome home, Vietnam veterans. Beautiful under the direction of Marie Walsh Becker.
Seaman, and I'm a longtime lawyer from Carroll, and I'm also a longtime member of the Carroll Airport Commission, and I proudly served in the U.S. Marine Corps from 1966 to 1968. I want to talk to you a little bit about the origin of our Vietnam Memorial aircraft out here that is just across the road from us in this building. We wanted to have this ceremony outside, but the weather just wasn't cooperating today. Just too cold, so here we are. The Carroll Airport Commission, years ago, and this was around 1989 or 1990, we talked about the fact that a couple of things. There was no monument to the Vietnam veterans anywhere in Carroll County. And I don't know if there's another one besides the one across the roadway here to this day. We thought it was important. And as we ran an airport, we thought if we could obtain an aircraft from the Vietnam War for a memorial to Vietnam veterans and those casualties that lost their life in Vietnam, that would be a good thing. Now, we couldn't have done this without the assistance of the American Legion and the assistance of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, because we really didn't know what to do. And it was a learning process, but eventually we settled on two airplanes. We wanted an airplane that had been used both by the U.S. Air Force in their close air support of the U.S. Army in Vietnam, and also the U.S. Navy, which provided close air support along with Marine aviation for U.S. Marines in Vietnam. So, only two aircraft really fit that category. One was the F-4 Phantom, which many of you will remember, and the other is the aircraft that appears on our monument, the A-7D Air Force fighter bomber. Now, we ended up with a A-7D, which is the Air Force version of the A-7. The Navy and Marine Corps version is the A-7E. The A-7D was a replacement for the F-100 Super Sabre, which had become obsolete and used six times more fuel per hour than the A-7 does. The A-7E, the Navy version, was a replacement for the A-4 Skyhawk, then in service, both the Super Sabre and the Skyhawk in Vietnam. The A-7 turned out to be a remarkably efficient fighter bomber, and it was used by both the Navy and the Air Force extensively. We obtained that aircraft quite by accident. The Air Force Museum is the owner of that aircraft and remains the owner today. They called and said the Air National Guard in Des Moines is retiring their A-7s and getting F-16s. Would you be interested in an A-7? The response of the Airport Commission was overwhelmingly, yes, we would. Gene Vincent is standing over there, and I went down to Des Moines one day and met at a prearranged meeting with Colonel Federighill, the head of the fighter wing at the Air National Guard base in Des Moines. And he asked us, he said, I've got two of them here, and he showed us around. Which one do you want? We said, we want one that's been flying over Carroll County. And he said, well, that one is the one you want, and that's got my name on it, and I've flown that airplane over Carroll County numerous times. You may remember that around 35 years ago, we used to see those A-7s fly about 500 feet off the ground. They'd come in from the northwest over approximately between here and Lauderdale, go down over Scranton and then head back to Des Moines, and they were always at low altitude. Sometimes there were two of them, sometimes there were four of them. In any event, we were able to get one of those aircraft, and in January of 1993, that airplane arrived from Des Moines to Carroll. It was towed out here by a truck on its own landing gear with its wings folded up. Now remember, that's an Air Force airplane, but it's a derivative of a Navy airplane, so it has folded wings. We almost lost it on the Glidden Blacktop because the tow bar became disengaged. Thank God the thing didn't go off in the ditch or put it, ruined the airplane, I think. In any event, the airplane sat on the tarmac here until the fall of 1994. And we were able to, with the help of the airport, the good deal about it was that it cost the city of Carroll less than $20,000 to get that airplane out of Des Moines and onto that pedestal. Because the Air Force put one in front of their Air Guard in Des Moines, and they had the cement forms. They provided all of that to us, plus the stainless steel bracket on top, plus the bracket that fits on the bottom of the aircraft, and put it up for us. It was a great deal, and it remains property of the Air Force to this day. We occasionally have to report on its condition to the Air Force Museum, and I'm happy to say it stood the test of time very, very well. Now, here it is. Today is the In fact, today, 50 years ago, ground combat operations in Vietnam ceased. and we were very pleased at the time, and it became the goal of the airport commission to have an appropriate monument for the Vietnam veterans, and in particular, the six individuals that gave their all in the Vietnam War and did not return. And we hope that people will continue to honor the service of the Vietnam veterans, and especially the honor and sacrifice made by those six individuals whose names appear on that monument. Now, monument was dedicated on May 27, 1996 by Congressman Lightfoot with the assistance of the Sea Cadets. And I want to especially thank two people, Larry Boyce and Don Bernholtz, for their assistance to the Airport Commission in getting this whole project put together, because we couldn't have done it without their support. The monument honors, in particular, six people, and I want to talk about them. The first casualty of the Vietnam War from Carroll County was Jerry Feltner. And Jerry lost his life on October 30th, 1965. He was a 1962 graduate of Kemper High School. And I remember him very well. I remember the last time I saw him was at the corner of North Main Street and Highway 30, and I had heard that he had joined the Navy. I remember his personality, his mannerism. He was just a fine young man, and I never saw him again. His brother Larry is here today. Larry was in my class and proudly served also in the U.S. Marine Corps. The next casualty was a young man from Coon Rapids who would have was in the Coon Rapids class of 1966. He lost his life in the U.S. Army, and we don't know a lot about how he lost his life. It was by friendly fire of some kind. He died on January 26, 1966. The next casualty whose name appears on the memorial is personal to me because he is Lawrence Hagedorn. He was in the U.S. Marine Corps, and he was in my Kemper High School class in 1964. And when I look into my memory, I can still hear the sound of his voice when he talked. And I can see his personality and his mannerisms of speaking. And that's something I intend never to forget. The next casualty is Thomas John Ashide. He was in the U.S. Navy. He was a Kemper High School graduate in 1966. He died on May 23rd, 1968 in Vietnam. Following him was Lieutenant Wayne Gross of the U.S. Marine Corps. He was a 1959 graduate of Kemper High School. He died in ground combat on August 19, 1968. Lieutenant Gross was awarded not only the Purple Heart, but also the Bronze Star for his bravery that day. And the final casualty of the Vietnam War, memorialized on that monument, is Donald Sparks, Linton High School, class of 1964. Donald Sparks was involved in an ambush in Vietnam on a combat patrol on June 17, 1969. He was severely wounded and taken prisoner. the U.S. military has a classification of last known alive. We believe that Don Sparks was last known alive in May of 1970 as a prisoner of war. He was wrote to his parents on April 11, 1970, and those letters were found on the body of a North Vietnamese in Vietnam. And he is missing and has the category of last seen alive. He and 19 other servicemen from Vietnam are unaccounted for. I can remember when we put it and we designed the memorial, we were very careful about contacting family members to make sure that the wording on that memorial was the way everybody wanted it. And we made it that way. And at the time, Calvin Sparks, Donald's father, was alive and insisted that he be considered missing and that he will return. I just spoke this past week with Donald's brother, Aunt Russell, and his sister, Esther, and that is still their hope and belief, and all of our hope and belief, that he will be returned. He continues to have the status of MIA, prisoner of war, and we believe and fervently hope and pray that he will be returned to us at some point in time. Um, 50 years has gone by, and here we are, especially people my age, healthy, leading normal lives, thanks to their sacrifice. We owe them a great deal. We want to treasure their memories, and we want to never forget their sacrifice. And we hope, as I said before, for the return of Donald Sparks. I know all of you feel that same way, and I know all of you feel that we honor their memory and also honor the service of all our Carroll County servicemen who served in the Vietnam conflict. Their service was honorable. I know people have mixed emotions about that war, but that doesn't detract at all from the service that our veterans performed and the sacrifice of the same of those six individuals on that monument. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. We will now welcome the Kemper band back playing Miss Liberty.
Thank you.
buried at the monument. Assisted by Don Bernholtz, who is now a present U.S. Naval Sea Cadet Corps Lieutenant and a retired Navy Chief, Tom Underberg and Dave Thielen are presenting the flags of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps.
Honor Guard, attention, hut, present, hearth!
Gun salute performed by various members of the American Legions, with taps being played by Jim Cunningham.
Honor Guard, stand up, right shoulder, arm, right face, forward, forward.
We go forth from this ceremony, let us remember those veterans who are still with us. Let us always be willing to give them an encouraging word, thanks for their service to our country, and where needed, a helping hand. Keep us safe as we go forth, and continue to bless us, our families, our community, our military, and our nation. Amen. Thank you, John. You will now retire the color. final thank you to everyone. I want to thank all you veterans for showing up, all you ladies and gentlemen for coming, especially out today, and especially giving thanks to our Vietnam veterans. They'll bring back a lot of memories. In fact, I got into my Navy's today for the first time in 55 years, so I consider that a real achievement, because I had a chance to get there. Your service was appreciated, and forevermore, welcome home, and thanks again.